This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Satellite images show multiple new field deployments of armored equipment and troops from Russian garrisons near the border with Ukraine, a private U.S. company said Sunday, in what its director said indicated increased military readiness. The new activity comes as Russia extended military drills in Belarus that were due to end Sunday, heightening fears among Western powers over an imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine. The images released by U.S.-based Maxar Technologies, which has been tracking the buildup of Russian forces for weeks, could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Americans late Sunday of potential attacks in public places in Russia, including along the border with Ukraine. The embassy's warning said there was a risk of attacks in Moscow and St. Petersburg, quote, as well as in areas of heightened tension along the Russian border with Ukraine, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron agreed in a phone call on the need for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in eastern Ukraine, both governments said. The Myanmar junta rejected a regional special envoy's request Sunday to meet with a group of ousted lawmakers, which had branded itself a terrorist group, amid attempts to break a year-long political stalemate since the coup. Myanmar's foreign ministry issued a statement late Sunday saying it could not agree to the new Association of Southeast Asian Nations special envoy to Myanmar, engaging with unlawful associations and terrorist groups, end quote. Win-win security and economic deals were reached during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's historic official visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the African country's leader, said Saturday. This is VOA News. The streets around the Canadian Parliament are quiet following a police crackdown over the weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Officers patrol the streets in the capital of Ottawa, fencing surround Parliament Hill after 3 weeks of occupation by truckers and other demonstrators, first protesting COVID restrictions and then the government. Interim Police Chief Steve Bell says there's no timeline yet for when they'll leave the area as they keep tabs on protesters who remain.
We will, over the next several days, identify what the posture of the police services will look like to see how we maintain a presence and make sure that nobody returns to occupy our streets again.
Bell says almost 200 arrests were made and several vehicles, including trucks, towed. Authorities also say they used emergency powers to seize millions in bank accounts connected to protesters. Audio courtesy CTV. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will set out plans Monday to scrap coronavirus restrictions as part of a living with COVID strategy that aims to achieve a faster exit from the pandemic than other major economies. As Hong Kong builds isolation units and Europe retains social distancing and vaccine rules, Johnson will announce the repeal of any pandemic requirements that impinge on personal freedoms. This comes a day after Queen Elizabeth tested positive for the virus. Under the plans, which have been in the works for weeks, Britain will become the first major European country to allow people who know they are infected with COVID-19 to freely use shops, public transport, and go to work. Johnson said Sunday he did not want people to, quote, throw caution to the wind, end quote, and there was no case for complacency, but the vaccine rollout meant the government wanted to move from state mandation to encouraging personal responsibility. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more on Queen Elizabeth II's positive COVID-19 test.
The palace said the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild, cold-like symptoms and will continue with light duties at Windsor Castle over the coming week. In a statement, the palace also said the Queen will also follow guidelines and receive medical attention. She has had 3 doses of the coronavirus vaccine. At present in England, people who test positive for COVID-19 have to self-isolate for at least 5 days. However, the British government says it plans to lift that requirement for England in the coming week. Karen Chamas, London.
The Olympic flame was extinguished in Beijing Sunday, marking the end of the most locked-down games in history. It was the second pandemic Olympics in the more than 2 years since the coronavirus first emerged in China. The movement